Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth.
And sell it on the internet really fast.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt. We are Jack and Jill, and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about, hey, it's Motivation Week. Dream, then visualize the end first. It sounds a little backwards.
It does.
Great show today, Jill. Before we get started, let's share something interesting that happened to us recently.
You know, it's so great. I got a text message last night that I wanted to share with you, Jack, and I thought this would be a great place to share it.
I love these surprises.
This really good couple, this friend of ours, has discovered what we have discovered, how nice it is to be out at the beach instead of being in the hot summer
in
Arizona.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we've known that this couple have often summered out here. Everybody winters somewhere, but we summer somewhere. So what is the opposite of a snowbird? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm not sure. It's the opposite of a snowbird. That's what we are. So, except we moved.
We're like a desert rat.
Something. Yeah, we're really set up. This couple has been doing the same thing that we have off and on for years. And we happened to run into them this summer and get to spend a lot of time with them and do outdoor concerts on the beach and really fun stuff. And it was so great. She's sharing the story with me. They're back in Arizona, school starting for their little ones. And she's sharing this wonderful story with me about how her little one, he's two, keeps asking mommy to go home. He thinks the beach out here is home.
Oh.
He's not remembering that the home where he's going to bed right now in Arizona really is home.
That's the greatest thing I've
ever
heard.
So he's a little bit confused,
poor kid.
So cute. He just wants to go home. And, you know, I understand that feeling.
You know, when a two-year-old says something, when a two-year-old is like gut honest about something,
right,
it's just the truth. Like, not just for a two-year-old, it's for everybody.
You know, I kind of wonder, you know, when you're visiting somewhere and you're there for a while, it starts to feel like home. And I'm sure that they were walking around every day like, okay, now it's time to go home. So he just got that in his head. This is now home.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. Yeah. I can just picture him saying that.
I know. He's a little cutie. So
that really is interesting.
He might be listening right now.
Oh, I got to watch my language.
Yes.
Let's take a question posted by one of our members. Kick the show off right. By one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Great. Okay. Andrew asked, I received a great response from my first mailer.
Yay. Yeah.
What do I do now? Several people want to sell their land. Is that not the fun? That happens all the time.
Well, Andrew, I hope you watched or you know, I hope you took in the program, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's do you know Andrew?
Mm-mm.
He obviously is a member, he's a member as mm-hmm. a Land Academy member. So all the answers are in the program. But I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he probably was just interested in getting the whole thing out in the mail. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know,
I do that.
Yeah, me too.
I start the when you give me something like instruction wise, Jack. You've probably seen me do this.
Oh yeah.
I start in and I'm halfway through whatever it is. I'm like, okay, now I don't know what to do at this point.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Jill, you might want to get out the manual and figure out where to go from here. And I'm like, oh no, I think I got this. So that could be where Andrew is. So
you crack me up about some stuff. I'm a direction reader. I have to admit, it's awful.
Do you read the whole thing?
Yeah, before I even start.
No. You know what?
Isn't that terrible?
I set up something today, a piece of equipment, and I did not look at the instructions until I was 100% done. Seriously? I really just did that. I don't know if you heard me down there putting stuff together, but I was. So it was a shredder. It's silly.
You don't need to. I wouldn't read the directions for a shredder.
Well, yeah, but
you just plug it in, right?
Well, you think, but I wanted to make sure I did everything. I wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything. Am I supposed to oil something or, I don't know, test it with something? Yeah, it comes with oil now and to keep the things moving. I know, right?
Wow.
I know. So I guess my point is that's how I go with everything, whether it's a little teeny something or it's, you know, assembling some camera equipment, you know, and it's pretty involved.
Uh-huh.
I really think I got this. And then I go back later to make sure, did I miss a piece? So that's how I like to roll. So I was thinking maybe that's kind of what Andrew did. Maybe Andrew got through and said, all right, I got my first meal out there. Okay, now what?
Right. Yeah. Well, what's your advice for him?
Well, slow it down.
Read the directions.
Yeah, read the directions. So, okay, you got your first mailer. What do I do now? Well, you got to talk to these people. Let's find out what they have. Now,
I wonder
let's
what
go
a
back.
Great response is, too.
And do your homework. And you know, Jack, this reminds me, I'm going to put this online. What I have shared with our people, and I need to put it on our website for everybody, is I made my own checklist that I print out and I used to use, and now I have it on the desk of all of our staff members, that when they have sellers calling them back because they want to sell their land, you want to A, make sure you ask all the right questions, B, not forget anything, and C, you know, some of our members are concerned about sounding like they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So have that checklist. And I just was thinking about that the other day. I'm going to put that on the website just for everybody mm-hmm. to download for free. You know, just have it. I don't, you know, whatever you're
yeah,
doing.
That's a great idea.
You know, yeah, just to share.
You're giving yourself something to do, by the way.
Well, when I say me, I don't really mean me.
Oh, I see.
Did you think I meant me? Excuse me.
We have a staff.
Scott.
We have a office full of people in Scottsdale sweaty right now.
Mm-hmm. Scottsdale sweaty. That's the sweaty subdivision armpit of Arizona.
Oh my gosh.
Just kidding.
Listen to us all uppity.
No, I know. I love it there.
I know, me too.
In March.
Andrew, read the directions. Go back and read the directions. Don't go nuts. What I want you to do is wait, you know, contact everybody and say you're reviewing that. Thanks very much. You're reviewing their land. And because you're clearly extremely brand new at this, you're going to get 5, 10, maybe 15 deals your first round. Let's just say 5 for sake of argument. And I want you to pick the absolute best, easiest number one deal that comes in. I see a lot of people make mistakes where the first one comes in and they don't want to buy it. Well, it's not the perfect deal. Or maybe it is a perfect deal, but it's like in the father's name. And there's some type of issue that it causes some problems. It's a little bit of a hurdle, let's say. On your first deal, we've said it on the show a million times, you want to be running to the bank, hoping the seller's not going to change their mind. You want to make sure that the person that you're talking to is actually the person who's going to sign the deed when you send it to them. And you just want to make this an easy, pleasant experience the first two or three purchase and sales that you make. Because you have the rest of your life to work on a little bit more complicated deals. But you want to build the confidence in the beginning. You know, this kind of ties into what, the topic for today, actually. You know, you want to stay motivated. You want to have a great first experience. I see a ton of people that try to flip a house in the beginning and they finance it and they get turned off by real estate investment altogether because it's so complicated.
Yes.
This is easy. So pick the best one. You're going to be fine. If you have any issues at all, reach out to us and Jill will have one of her people get back to you.
So silly.
I had an interesting experience on Craigslist. I got to tell you about people, like having my people.
Oh, tell me.
So there's a musical instrument. It's extremely specialized and hard to find used because it's really brand new. They're very expensive. And once people buy them, they don't tend to sell them. So anyway, it doesn't matter. But so I checked the Los Angeles Craigslist, which is my first choice for it, and I couldn't find one. And I checked the Arizona Craigslist. Of course, we're in LA right now. Mm-hmm. So I reach out to the guy and I say, look, I'm in LA and I'm going to have one of my people
swing by,
call you and coordinate the whole exchange and everything. And this guy, he didn't believe me.
Oh, really?
No, yeah. He thought I was just being like some screwball. Like, who the heck are you? He got really indignant, actually. Who the heck are you? Who do you think you are with your people are going to contact me and this whole thing? I mean, he actually, I can't even say on the air the stuff that he said. He court, it was all in on email, but I'm like, whoa.
Did it go over okay in the end?
No, I terminated it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the guy's just a nutcase.
Oh.
I would never send one of my people to meet a nutcase.
Oh, that's true. Good point. Good point. Thank you for saving our people.
So.
That's
anyway,
funny.
He just, I think the root of it was he just didn't believe me at all.
That's hilarious.
You know, like, what are you buying? He doesn't know how cheap I am. What are you buying on Craigslist if you have all these people? Why don't you just go buy a new one? He doesn't understand that.
That's how I afford all these people.
I have to save all this money.
Just me. That's funny.
Anyway.
That's a good story.
Hey, today's topic, it's Motivation Week. It's Monday, so you would think we'd be talking about the Monday deal review, but no. It's Motivation Week. Because we spent a lot of this weekend, Jill and I, talking about staying motivated. Mm-hmm. It's motivation and inspiration, I think, are equally, maybe in some ways, more important than actual real estate knowledge and education. So we just decided to devote one whole week, five episodes, about staying motivated. And today's episode's about what's the first step in all this motivation? Well, it's dream it up. Sit around and dream it up, literally. And then visualize the end right at the beginning. So, you know, for me, that was, what does this all look like when it's all done? You know, from a let's talk company speak for a second. Do you want to take the company public? Do you want to sell it to your mom? Do you want to, you know, like what Jill and I did, is just make an institutional thing out of it? The Land Academy is our end, you know? It was, it's not just real estate investment that we wanted to do. We wanted it, you know, I didn't really fully realize it at the beginning, but I wanted to share it with everybody. Share the knowledge. So dream it up in the beginning, and Jill and I will do some crazy dreaming here in a second, and then visualize what that all looks like when you're done, so you can go back and deconstruct step by step what it takes to get to the end. Mm-hmm. What's your dream, Jill? What's your corporate dream?
My corporate dream is what we're doing.
Are you living it?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about a point that you just made. And when you're visualizing your company, whether you're going to take it public, like you said, or it's just going to be your side gig, you know, that's what I find is so interesting is we have folks in our world that some just want to make a couple extra $1,000 on the side and not think about their mortgage. And that's all they want to do. They love their job. Everything's great. They just want to breathe and everything's cool. Some are saying, you know, this is paying for my kids' college. So, gosh, I don't have to think about that. So I'm paying for my kids' college. That's what I'm doing. And then I'm out, you know, maybe. And then we have the others that are, they're all in. I mean, this is meant to be their career path. And this is what they always wanted to do. They wanted to be investors. Gosh, I didn't know that you could do it without having $100,000 in the bank to start with, or you know, a big backing or something like that. So, I love that you do need to sit down. This whole topic and this whole week came about because Jack and I were just sitting on our patio the other night, you know, having a glass of wine and nuts. And just
nuts.
Seriously, I like nuts. I love nuts.
There's nuts everywhere.
Oh my gosh! If you're at our house, there's like warm nuts. I love, and there's pistachios in there. It's a thing that
I
have.
What is this nuts?
It's you're right. Why? It's an airplane thing. It's a first class airplane thing. That's where I got it. It's just like a treat to me. So that's what I do.
So you like the nuts, but you don't read the. As a pilot, you don't read the directions.
Oh, as a pilot, I read the directions. I do the checklist. That's the only time I do a checklist. That's good.
Oh, okay.
In my other
the nuts,
the other side, I don't do the checklist. No, and I love the nuts. So we're sitting on our patio having a nice chat about just what makes us different. You know, why are we here and why is not everyone where we are? And Jack said, well, gosh, I mean, it's not that difficult. Look at the people that have figured this out. You know, we have so many people. What is it the difference? And we both came up with it's just the motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have this whole five-part thing. I know you're going to love everything, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We have a little piece that we are going to cover. And right now, this is really Jack's visualizing the end. He sees the end differently than I see the end. Yeah. And I find that really interesting. You see, Jack, you see, I mean, the numbers, you see the taking it public, you see the spinoff companies, you see all that.
Yeah.
For me, I'm along for the ride. I mean, seriously, no. I'm not along for the ride.
Well,
but
I'll tell you, I think it's a lot more than that. But
yeah.
This podcast would suck without you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm just like, I'm your passenger. How's that? I'm going the same direction with you. Jack, I'm on the back of the motorcycle. I'm holding on tight and I'm loving how fast we're going. But you're steering and I'm right there with you. How's that for a...
Yeah.
Visual.
That actually happens.
It does happen. What I didn't share is when I dig my hands in, because you make a churn so sharp, and I think I'm going to fall off, and that's on the motorcycle and off the motorcycle.
Like figuratively and literally.
Exactly. That is 100% true. We're going where now? Hold on. Okay. So, but that's visualizing. And one thing I wanted to add for me is it sets the tone for how hard, how fast, how much you're going to push, and what your company's going to be, the kind of company it's going to be.
Yeah.
And I wanted to share my...
So, I mean, let's start with Land Academy. Start with a land investor. Typical land investor, I think, is how do you visualize the end? What does the end look like? Well, you said one. Hey, I just want to make $1,500, $2,000 a month. Buy some property, sell it on terms, offset my mortgage payment. You know, we have a bunch of members that do that. Well, another way is, and it's one of my favorite ways, is I only want to do two or three deals a month. Maybe, let's say two deals a month, 24 a year. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of time to spend. I have a real job and a family. But I need to make $10,000 on each flip. So I want to make an extra $10,000 to $20,000 a month. Those are the majority that I think. You know what? Those are the ones that, for whatever reason, end up doing deal reviews with and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that's one way to look at the end. Mm-hmm. And then another way, obviously, is the one we chose, which is just to turn a whole institutional company out of it. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, mechanize it. It's a machine.
Exactly.
You know, it's all efficient, and we're actually writing our own software, or have written our own. Not I haven't, but it's gotten so big that we need specialized software and the whole
Your
thing.
People.
Yeah. My people don't work here. They're all like really high. They're brainy.
They
have their own company. Yeah.
Yeah. That's your people.
They're outsourced, you know, Mensa weirdos.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm sure that they don't listen to this show because they wouldn't just be like, this is what I know. It doesn't matter. So whatever that is for you, land investor, you know, see it, visualize it, dream it up, and then break it down and work every step of the way.
Right.
Jill and I have a very large company in the works that I think is going to, and we will, the exit is at the end. And it's called an exit strategy is either we will take that company public or sell it to a competitor.
Yeah.
And it's going to take about probably, I'm going to say in the end, probably 60 months, 5 years, maybe 4 years. We can do it, put it all together and sell it to a competitor. And man, I've never had so much darn fun in my life.
I'm so glad. I'm glad.
Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. We'd love to actually have you on the show.
I would like to add something about what is coming up here on Wednesday.
Yeah, this is a perfect time to do that, actually.
So I'm going to just jump in and make sure that you're aware of our free webinar. There's 100 slots. It caps at 100. So if you want to have a half-hour live Q&A with Jack and I, it is this Wednesday, August 31st at 5 o'clock California time, so Pacific time. And how do you get the details? Go to one of our Facebook pages. You can go right to mine, Jill DeWitt, with one T. And there is a event in there. If you're not in my little group, just friend me. I will accept your friend and you'll see my event and you'll have all the details in there. I'm also going to add it on our website and I'll do some more Twitter and Facebook stuff with the login details. But the main point is on the webinar, it does really cap at 100. So if you really want to get into it, you need to...
You don't reserve a spot, right? You just have to be there early.
It's just you log in. You just go to the website, go to the login so 5-10 minutes before. And yeah, if you get in, you know you're in.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
So we just can't handle more questions.
It's the first time we're doing this. We do a weekly call for our members every Thursday. But this is the first time we're actually doing a webinar. And I'm going to add, do you mind if I add a couple of things? It's primarily questions. We're doing this as a response to people requesting it. Mm-hmm. So have your Q&A ready.
Yeah.
If you have some questions, type them out in a Microsoft Word or something like that, or whatever you use, and then copy and paste them in the forum there. Mm-hmm. Right out of the chute. You know, get your question in first, and we just take them in order. Sometimes in our weekly calls, people, it takes the first 10, 15, 20, well, let's say 10 minutes, people are typing their questions. So while you're sitting there, you reserved your slot, type a question.
Exactly. And Jack and I will answer it and dream it up. I mean,
yeah, dream it up.
It doesn't, no, you know, you could be brand new and this is your first time you've ever heard us. And you, your question could be, what is this? And what are you talking about? You know, or, you know, how do you flip these things? How you find them so cheap?
Anything.
How do you market them? Where do you market them? You know, is this for everybody? Can anybody do this?
You really should part your hair on the other side, stuff like that. Jill, how do you get your bangs to do that?
Right.
Stuff like that.
Jill, I noticed your bangs changed. Is that a California thing? You know.
Hey, you know what else we forgot to talk about is our new 360 degree camera.
Oh yeah.
Jill's, you wouldn't know it by looking at her. She's kind of all techie though.
And I get excited about
she bought
about
this 360 degree camera that we've been taking still shots with, and you can actually see it on Facebook if you go out there. It's not posted yet, but we shot some pictures, and man, we were at a little festival yesterday. It was cool.
Yeah.
So check out their Facebook pages.
Cool.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
And you are not alone in your real estate ambition.
That was fun.
It was. I'm looking forward to this webinar.
I know.
I like these little camera toys too, though.
Oh, exactly.
How do you think this is going to go, this webinar?
Okay, so here's what...
I mean, what do you think's really going to happen with your gut?
I'm going to... Right now, I was just going to make it 100%. WebEx webinar. I have no affiliation with WebEx. It's just that's what we use right now. But
I mean, you think there'd be 1,000 people?
There could be, and I'm not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to get in. However, so what I'm preparing as a backup is I'll make it a Facebook Live event. So I'll turn that on. At least if you're not able to be on the webinar and ask us the questions directly, you can indirectly watch us live because I will have a tripod and I'll just turn on the Facebook Live and let that roll. So you can see that.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
I'm really looking forward to it too. I always, you know what? The crazy person in me thinks, man... Why should we just do Q&A? Like, what if nobody asks any questions? And every time we do it, it's like there's 700,000 questions and we can't get to them all.
Well, here's what's going to...
Like, I want to pre-plan everything.
Oh, my
over-plan.
Gosh. Here's and what I'm worried about.
Your way's better.
I need to keep it at 30 minutes because I have something... I know a lot of people have time crunches and I have something I want to say at the end of the 30 minutes. Oh. So we're going to have to keep it on a schedule. So just so you know, it's 30 minutes because you and I, Jack... Oh my goodness.
She's being nice right now.
You and I, really,
go over.
Oh my goodness.
Our calls are supposed to be an hour, and they're like 2 hours.
I'm constantly looking at my watch going, you know, there's families that, there's people stuck in their car that want to get out of their car.
They can turn it off.
No, you can't. It's
hard.
What
do you mean you can't?
No, it's hard. I mean, it's hard for me. I would have a hard time. Like, these people got to go. They don't. They stay, and I love that. I appreciate that. So you and it's you. I know you're A, having fun, and B, you want to answer their questions, and
that's
I get it. So this is going to be a whole different group.
You know, every time we do one of these things, I swear I learn more than people that are listening.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is partially for us too. I want to know
feedback.
Right? This is for me to ask. This is for everybody who's not a member already, and is just kind of thinking about this. And what is the burning question you just want to get off your chest? That you want Jack and I to answer.
Right.
That's what this is. And
there you go.
Yeah.
That's exactly a great summary of this.
Thank you.
Does it have a title?
Not yet.
Okay.
Oh, no. Don't make me die. No. It's just a free live webinar with us, and it's going to be fun.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening.
Let's go buy some property. If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359.
You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.